Away with words. Lecture 4. Structure of effective arguments.
In this lecture, we're going to talk about the structures of effective arguments. But first, I want to take just a moment and go over what we've already done so that we can see how this all fits together. Previously, we talked about writing and speech as speech acts, things that change the world in some way. These were performative utterances. And even when they look like they're just communication, in other words, you're just telling someone information, you're still changing how that person might behave to their speech acts. Then we talked about interpretive communities and the ways that interpretive communities can work to decide whether something is true or not, and that part of the way they decide is based on the rhetoric and the structure of the argument. Well, now we're going to move into the macro structure of the argument, how the whole thing is put together. And you would think that it would make much more sense to start with the little pieces. We'll start with grammar and sentences and build up, and then talk about the macro structure. But that's actually exactly backwards of what we need to do. And the reason is that the large-scale structure of an argument is way more important than any of the little things. The little things will come if the structure is there. How you organize your ideas is going to determine to a great degree whether or not your ideas get across. The problem is the way the brain works. When you're trying to do something that's really difficult, and I'll be honest, writing and speaking are really difficult. They put very strong cognitive demands on your brain. And when you're trying to do something that's really difficult, the first things to fall apart are the details. Think of athletic events, think of cooking or anything else. When you start to do something that's a little bit beyond what you can easily handle, all your technique starts to fall apart. All the little things start to go. And that's what happens with writing. So what happens is you're trying to work out a very complex argument. You're trying to tell someone something. And you think, I need help with my grammar. My grammar's all messed up. Look at all these errors I made. Look at all these typos. I need to work on grammar. The problem isn't with the grammar. The problem is that your brain is trying to process the complicated ideas that you're working on. And while all that mental energy is going into the complicated ideas, the little things, the grammar and the style, are starting to fall apart. So, what we're trying...